DQ, we're thrilled for you, man. Wearing my bracelet right now. Quisenberry Strong. I'm going to keep wearing it past April. I'm really fired up for you. God bless.
DQ, Mike, and Blade here with the equipment room. Just want to say congratulations, man, on finishing your last round of chemo. It's been amazing to watch how you battled this thing, and still you came to work every day with the passion and the smile on your face that showed the tenacity of a Spartan. So we just want to say congratulations, and we look forward to working with you in the future.
You showed us what a true competitor is. We appreciate that, and I just want to say congrats.
Hi, Jeff Kaplan, head athletic trainer with the Texans. DQ, man, I'm just so excited this day is here. 3 years you've been fighting this battle, and I'm glad that we're at the end of this crazy journey. I'm proud to know you. You're an inspiration to everybody here in this building. You're an inspiration to all cancer survivors. We're just excited this day is here. Proud to be called your athletic trainer, DQ, and we are looking forward to the rest of the journey, you getting back on the field, being part of the Houston Texans, winning a championship, and the rest of your life to come. Congratulations. I love the way that you fought this thing. I love the way you kicked cancer's ass, and you're an inspiration to everybody. Best of luck.
Hey, Q Dog. Man, I can't even begin to just say how proud I am of you. I know it's been a long journey. You have fought and have just been courageous throughout this entire thing, man. I just want to tell you I'm proud of you. I love you. I'm glad that things are checking out great for you. And with overcoming this, man, you can overcome anything. And I'm super excited for you and for what is to come. And may God bless you. And if you need anything, you know, you can always count on me. Hit me up anytime. All right, man. Later.
Q, want to congratulate you for becoming chemo-free. I want to say that I've never been around a guy that was more dedicated, more consistent in what he did every day. I mean, you made my job easier. Now comes the tough part, you coming back and hitting people in the mouth and becoming the player that you've always can and will be.
Quiz, just heard the good news. Just wanted to tell you how much of an inspiration you've been to all of us here over these past couple years. I'm proud of you. Can't wait to see where this next part of your life takes you.
Quiz, miss seeing you around here these days, man. We love when you're around. You're an inspiration to all of us, and I know that you're having your last treatment there. And I just, again, going on 4 years of knowing you, just want you to know what an inspiration you've been to all of us here in Houston, your teammates, your coaches, your support staff here in Houston, your training staff, equipment staff, video guys, everybody here in Houston really owes a lot to you for setting an example of battling cancer day in and day out. And just want to tell you, can't wait to see you again. Looking forward to you coming back and playing for us, man. All right, Quiz. See you soon. Bye.
David, the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. And I'm not one to disagree with the Bible because the word of God stands strong, but I have seen faith and its name is David Quisenberry. I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of the way that you continue to show up in the world and express your unwavering faith and devotion to God's calling on your life. I'm proud of you, boy. And I'm looking forward to having you back in the fold. God bless.